Love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, you will make your head be light. Don't worry at all, worry at all. Right,
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Coquito, you know she from Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Lala is James Bond in my black tuxedo. Shots outside cooling. I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby. I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, como estas? I said, me no speako.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning, I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay, we just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you on the track. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, trying to swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Trying to play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Me LASIK, you ain't got vision. When time, no.
Even when it's 7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by, just wasting time. Try to prove who's right, and if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. At least we stole the show.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time changed. reminiscing days when they used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the high, man. Used to bust jugs for a nice chain. Keep the circle closer, it's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. I only wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
It's just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own, even when I'm home. Taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do, even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
All your friends are verified, acting like the first in line. I'm looking at your life through cellophane, hoping things will stay the same. I was always by your side. And isn't it strange how strangers get? Isn't it strange? On someone by shadow that I can't define. Turn into a gas like kerosene. Love that felt like 17. Hurt me too.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, happy Whataburger Day, everybody, and welcome to Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas, where the Frisco Rough Riders begin a six-game series against the Corpus Christi Hooks. Here at Whataburger Field, the home of the Hooks, the second series these two clubs have played against each other here this season. Two teams that have not played against each other yet in Frisco, and now a series that begins today. Hi again, everybody. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Frisco splitting a series against the Midland Rockhounds last week. Three wins apiece for those two clubs, and Frisco still very much in the hunt for the second half title in the Southern Division of the Texas League. They're 18-15 in the second half. The Rough Riders are two games back of Amarillo for first place. Corpus Christi also in the playoff hunt. They're in between Amarillo and Frisco. Like I said, Frisco two games back. Well, Corpus Christi in that spot right in between. They're one game back of Amarillo. So this is a big series right at the top part of the Southern Division standings. Corpus Christi 19-14 on the second half. Well, on the mound today is the reigning Texas League pitcher of the week for Corpus Christi. They send out Blair Henley. On the year, he's 2-4, the 4.83 ERA, 12 starts plus 8 relief appearances. Last week with Corpus Christi, he threw 5 innings of relief against Amarillo. Scoreless innings, just 1 hit and 2 walks, striking out 8. So Blair Henley now moves to a starting role, former 7th-round pick out of Texas. His counterpart is the UCLA product. Ryan Garcia gets the ball for the Rough Riders today. 7.24 ERA for Garcia. He's 2-8 on the season, getting his 20th start of the year for Frisco. A guy had really good numbers last year with Down East and Hickory in 13 starts, a 1.91 ERA. Trying to lower the run average this year with the Rough Riders, and gets the start in the series opener. First pitch at 6.35 today. We'll be joined by Kenny Holmberg when we return, a field coordinator in the Rangers minor league system, one of the roving coaches who is here today with the Rough Riders. Fun conversation with Kenny Holmberg coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Well, we're in Corpus Christi for the first game of a six-game series. The Rough Riders are on the road to face the Corpus Christi Hooks. Josh Warden alongside Kenny Holmberg, the field coordinator with the Rangers minor league system. Fun to chat with Kenny and see him here for a chunk of the week. And a lot of rovers coming through. It's cool to have the Rough Riders have a lot of other voices, other faces around to help coach all these young players. For you, Kenny, what's the schedule been like for this year for you, roving around in all the different clubs and making sure the players here get the most out of all the coaching and expertise that they have, the resources and access to?
Yeah, it's just another year of baseball, and able to go to all of our affiliates, breaking out of spring training and making sure that, you know, we're dominating our core values and getting our work in and prepared to play every single night. So it's been a good year. It's been a productive year. Obviously, the big club, you know, 20-some games above helps, and the product up there is playing as well as they are, and just looking to help and reinforce that club as best we can here down the stretch.
One of the official moves that just became public, Jax Biggers going up to AAA, a guy who's just been so smooth defensively this year, previous years. What impresses you most about Jax, especially defensively, that has helped him get up to and back to Round Rock?
Yeah, Jax is exactly what the game of baseball is looking for, which is a baseball player. He knows the game. He knows what he's looking for. He knows what he sees out there. His defense speaks for itself. Obviously, metric-driven, one of the best defenders in all of minor league baseball this year. Add to that his versatility, his ability to play third, short, second, first, left. Just an ultimate baseball player to have on a team, and a well-deserved honor to go up to AAA and continue to plug away.
You mentioned metrics defensively. We're talking with Kenny Holmberg here on the pregame show. Which metrics do you look at the most? What do you have access to that the fans may not know, may not be able to see, but what are you looking at when you're looking at infielders in particular?
Yeah, I really like the one they have at the major league level with the outs above average. It definitely tells a lot, and you know, having Darren in-house now, you know, running our system and helping me grow and learn a lot of those numbers. But subjectively, just watching guys play. You know when guys are ready. You know when they're getting off the mark, when guys are swinging. You know when they're making plays and when they're not. But the ones that show where you maybe make a tougher play, and that adds to your weighted ability to convert outs into outs or ground balls into outs. So, you know, the weighted infield, the balls put in play, us turning those into outs, converting those. We used to use an in-house system, which was inside edge. It just tells you if they're making plays or not and if they're more challenging plays or not. But, you know, bunker, our in-house, our true media, being able to follow along with a lot of that information, and then video, just being able to watch these guys, maybe not being in town, but watching them on video, converting those plays. So it's been a successful year, especially here in Frisco.
All right, there's Kenny Holmberg, field coordinator with the Texas Rangers and one of the top roving coaches in the minor league system. First pitch is coming up, starting lineups on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're getting ready for the series opener here in Corpus Christi. The managers are exchanging lineup cards here ahead of today's 6:35 first pitch. Here are the starting lineups for both clubs, beginning with the Hooks. Leading off and playing second base is Will Wagner. Hitting second and the center fielder, Kennedy Corona. Batting third is Joey Loperfido with a team-high batting average of 301 and 19 home runs. He plays left field. Zach DiZenzo cleans up and plays third base. Zach Daniels bats fifth and plays right field. Jordan Brewer hits sixth and plays first. C.J. Stubbs catches and bats seventh. J.C. Correa hits eighth and DHs. And Chad Stevens plays shortstop and is the nine-hole hitter tonight for Corpus Christi. Leading off for the Frisco Rough Riders today is the third baseman, Chris Cease. 226 batting average and 15 doubles on the year. Evan Carter bats second today and plays center field. Trevor Hover, with his team leading 17 doubles, hits third and is the designated hitter today. Kellen Strom bats cleanup and plays right field. Aaron Zavala hits fifth. He'll play left field today for the Rough Riders. David Garcia is behind the plate and hitting sixth. Josh Hatcher is next in the lineup, hitting 290 on the season. This is 29th game played of the year. He is the first baseman. Then it's Franier Chavez batting eighth. And playing second base, his middle infield counterpart, bats ninth. That's the shortstop, K-Bear Rodriguez. Again, that's Cease, Carter, Haver, Strom, Zavala, Garcia, Hatcher, Chavez, and Rodriguez for a Rough Riders team coming off a series split against the Midland Rockhounds back at Riders Field. They took the bus yesterday and arrived here last night and are ready to go for a six-game series that concludes at 6 o'clock on Sunday here against Corpus Christi. And the Rough Riders will host this Hooks team. They haven't done so yet, but they will towards the end of the season. But the second road trip here in Corpus Christi, they also split that series against the Hooks early in the season. But speaking of splits, it was the Rough Riders and Rockhounds 3-3 against each other last week, with the Rough Riders almost coming back to win that series, losing 3-2 on Sunday. Would have won 4 out of 6 games had they come back in that game. Scott Capers with a sacrifice fly that was nearly a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning in Frisco's most recent game. That closed out the series in Midland when the Rough Riders came up just short and fell to the Rockhounds in that Sunday game. So Frisco snapped a 2-series streak of winning back-to-back series, both times 4 games out of 6. And now we're in Corpus Christi trying to win another series, this time against the Hooks. Again, Frisco third place in the Southern Division, and Corpus Christi is in second place in the South. Just 1 game separate Amarillo to Corpus, and then 1 game from Corpus to Frisco. We'll step aside, and Zach Bickley has the play-by-play for the first inning when Blair Henley comes out to face Chris Cease when we return. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball beginning a series at Whataburger Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The best deal on the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Jax Biggers has done it again. Multiple dingers on the day, and the Rough Riders lead it 7-2.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carried. Forget about it. Up the scoreboard and gone. Chris Z slams one out.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Worden.
Fittingly, on Whataburger Day, we welcome you to Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. The Frisco Roughriders start out a six-game series against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Coastal Bend in Corpus Christi. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. The Roughriders today at 18-15, two games back in the Texas League South Division. They face off against Corpus Christi, who's just one game back in the Texas League South Division at 19-14, trailing the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Chris Cease is in from the right side, and we are ready to go with Blair Henley, the former Texas Longhorn, on the mound. He has his sign from C.J. Stubbs, winds back, and away we go from Corpus Christi. Swing and a miss on a first offering, and it's 0-1 to the third baseman, Chris Cease. Well, the Rough Riders going with Cease, Evan Carter, and Trevor Hover in the top third of the order today. Henley winds back and delivers home. A swing and a topper right back to the hill. Henley's got it. And he underhand flips onto first base in time for the out, and Cease is retired for the first out in the first inning. Evan Carter to the plate now on this very warm and humid day in the Coastal Bend. 91 degrees our first pitch temperature. Feels like of 110 with 70% humidity. Sun shining up above. First pitch. Carter watches away, and it's one ball and no strikes. And 21-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. There is a very stiff breeze with the flags completely erect out to left. The 1-0. It's just inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders making their second trip down here to Corpus Christi, having split the first time they came. The 2-0. It's on the upper edge, outside corner, a strike, and it's now 2-1 on Carter. Rough Riders had a chance to win the series, but lost the finale in that set. And 11 innings. 2-1. Strike at the top of the zone, and it's two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders are coming off a series their last time out last week against Midland, splitting that series with a 3-2 defeat in the finale on Sunday. The 2-2. Carter swings and misses, and a good breaking ball down low and inside, and strikes out. And it's two up, two down for Blair Henley here in the first. While the Corpus Christi Hooks just split a series in six games with Amarillo on the road. Trevor Hover stands in. Hover in from the left side. No score, top of the first inning. Henley winds back and delivers home. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, and it's 0-1. On Whataburger Day, it's the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit uniforms for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Whataburger was founded here in Corpus Christi, and actually the Rough Riders Hotel is right next to the first Whataburger. Here's the windback by Henley, and the 0-1 pitch to Hover. He swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders will frequent that Whataburger throughout the week. It's National Whataburger Day on this Tuesday here in Corpus Christi. Here's the look in by Henley. He winds back and fires home. It's outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Look at the defense behind Blair Henley today. It's Joey Loperfido in left, Kennedy Corona in center, and Zach Daniels in right. Zach DiZenzo has third base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Down low and inside, Hover takes, and it's two balls and two strikes. Chad Stevens at shortstop. Will Wagner is at second. Jordan Brewer at first base. And C.J. Stubbs does the catching today for Corpus Christi. 2-2 on Hover. Henley has his sign, squaring his shoulders towards his own third base dugout. He winds back in the 2-2 pinch. Breaking ball just outside. Didn't get the call from Steven Rios Jr., our home plate umpire, and it's three balls and two strikes. Kellen Martin is our first base umpire today. Mickey Smith has the calls down the third baseline. Payoff pitch on the way to Hover. Outside, ball four, and the Rough Riders have a two-out base runner. A runner at first base with two down in the first inning, no score, and Kellen Straw makes his way to the plate for the Rough Riders. Straw batting in the cleanup spot today. Blair Henley is the reigning pitcher of the week in the Texas League, and he actually did it in relief in his lone appearance this week. Pitching in Amarillo is always difficult, but he made it look easy. He stretches and fires home to Strong. Right down the middle, a strike, but it was off of Stubbs' glove, back behind home, and Hover heads up to second base on the pass ball. An easy catchable ball, but Stubbs just missed it, clanked off his glove. Runner at second base, two down. No score, top of the first inning. Henley threw five innings, allowing just one hit, shutout baseball in relief, and struck out eight in his relief appearance last week. He readies and brings it home to Strong. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike now on the Rough Riders right fielder. The Houston Astros organization handles their pitchers differently than any other team that you'll find in minor league baseball. What they like to do is the extreme piggyback. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive to right field. Drops in for a base hit. Hover around third. He's getting the wave. Daniels rifles to the plate. The throw is cut off. And Hover comes in to score. 1-0 Rough Riders on an RBI single by Kellen Strom. And the pass ball comes back to bite Corpus Christi right away. A pass ball allowing Hover to get into scoring position. Kellen Strom with a solid RBI single into right field. And for some reason, Jordan Brewer, the first baseman, cut that ball off as it was a strong throw from Zach Daniels. And as soon as he cut it off, C.J. Stubbs, the catcher, put his arms out saying, "Why'd you cut that ball off?" They had a chance of getting Hover at home, but it's 1-0 Frisco. So here's Aaron Zavala in from the left side. And the top of the first inning, and Henley stretches and fires. Zavala swings and misses on a pitch down low and inside, and it's 0-1. Zavala homered against Henley in his second start against the Rough Riders, last time Frisco was here in the Coastal Bend. Stretch and the right-hander looks in. He fires. Changeup misses low, and it's one ball and one strike. Henley works with a five-pitch mix. He'll go fastball, curveball, slider, change, and cutter. And the former Texas Longhorn will mix those pitches in throughout the start. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. Strom leads from first. The pitch in. Swinging a hard grounder to first. It kicks off Brewer's glove, but he collects off the bounce, and the first baseman steps on the bag to retire the side. And Zavala is done in the first inning. But the Rough Riders get a run. It is unearned on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's Frisco 1, Corpus Christi, coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders leading 1-0 over the Hooks. Here's the wind back by Ryan Garcia, and the first pitch is cut on and missed by Will Wagner. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders with an RBI single from Kellen Strom in the top of the first inning, and now it's Ryan Garcia who goes to work for Frisco on the pitching side of things against Wagner, the number 9 prospect in the Astros organization. Left-handed batter, right-hander on the hill who winds back in the 0-1. misses high, and it's one ball and one strike on the second baseman. Ryan Garcia making the start for the Rough Riders. It's his 20th start of the year, a 2-8 record, a 7.24 ERA. The 1-1. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes on Wagner. Will Wagner, the son of soon-to-be Hall of Famer Billy Wagner, the reliever. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Fastball misses high, and it's two balls and two strikes on Wagner. Garcia having very fond memories of pitching here in Corpus Christi, hoping for a start just like the one he had earlier this year. The pitch is just high and outside. It's three balls and two strikes now on Wagner. In his one and only start against Corpus Christi, he went seven innings, a career high for him, allowing just one run with four strikeouts on June 10th. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike three on a fastball away. And Ryan Garcia sits down the first man he sees in Will Wagner. Kennedy Corona steps up to the plate now for Corpus Christi. Corona hit a couple of home runs against the Rough Riders the last time these two teams played. 1-0 Frisco, bottom of the first inning. Garcia winds back and delivers home. Fastball is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Corona, seven hits and 21 at-bats in that series. He goes closed off from the right side. Garcia looks in for his sign. He shakes no, now has it, and the 1-0. Fastball dips across the outside corner, a strike. We're even at 1-1. Defense behind Garcia looks like this today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Chris Cease has third base. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. High off the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. Gabriel Rodriguez, the Riders' shortstop. Franier Chavez is the second baseman. Josh Hatcher mans first, and David Garcia puts down the signs for Ryan Garcia, who winds back and delivers in the 2-1. Breaking ball misses just low, and it's 3-1 now on Corona. There is no relation between Ryan Garcia and David Garcia, but they were joking earlier that they want to make it up to the big leagues together and be with Adolis Garcia. To be 300 unrelated Garcias as the pitch is on the inside corner, a strike, and it's now 3-2 on Kennedy Corona. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the first inning, one out, bases clear. Garcia in the road gray tops, road gray bottoms, red double R ball cap today for the Rough Riders. Payoff pitch. Just inside, ball four. Oh, Corona works the walk. He's at first base for Joey Loperfido, the left fielder who's been one of the best hitters in the Texas League in the second half. Loperfido, left-handed hitter, and the infield shifts accordingly off to the right side from our perspective, and still in double play depth with K-Bear Rodriguez, the shortstop, playing nearly behind the second base bag. Here's the stretch, and Garcia offers Corona runs. It's a ground ball off the middle to Chavez at second. He fields his only play to first, and he fires that way to get Loperfido. And it's a run and hit for the first out, two away, and by running on the play, Corona stays out of an inning-ending double play. It's a 4-3 ground out. Runner at second, two outs in the first inning. 1-0 Rough Riders, and Zach DiCenzo stands in. DiCenzo playing in his 36th game at the AA level, but he's hitting .329 overall this season, which is first among Houston Astros farmhands. Right-handed batter, Garcia delivers. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Runner at second base, two down for Corpus Christi in the bottom of the first. Garcia appears in for his sign. He's got it from his catcher, Garcia, who sets up right down the heart of the plate, and he fires in. Misses outside. It's one ball and one strike. Well, Whataburger Field is home to the Corpus Christi Hooks, of course, right on the Corpus Christi Bay. You can see the water beyond left field from our vantage point here in the press box. It's not close enough where you can hit it into the water. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. It's probably a good 800, 900 feet from home plate, the water out in left field. And if you look beyond right field, the first thing that pops up is the beautiful Harbor Bridge out in right center field, crossing over the harbor. The pitch There's a swing and a fly ball into shallow right field. Kellen Strom, with his sunglasses glinting, comes in. He's under it. Two-handed grab, and the side is retired in the first inning. Well, no runs across for Corpus Christi on no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're into the top of the second inning from Whataburger Field. It's 1-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the second inning in Corpus Christi, the Rough Riders leading 1-0 thanks to an RBI single from Kellen Strom in the top of the first. And it's David Garcia to lead things off in the second, followed by Josh Hatcher and Freiner Chavez. And the Rough Riders hoping for a series victory in this one. If they do win the series, they would be up by a game on Corpus Christi as they come in trailing Corpus Christi by a game. And David Garcia, who is the catcher and then leading things off the following inning, he had took him some time to get the gear off and get everything on, so he uses his time out before even stepping into the batter's box. And Steven Rios Jr. and him having a conversation, our home plate umpire, and now he stands in and he's ready to go against Blair Henley. Switch hitter batting from the left in the right-hander's pinch. Breaking ball bends in on the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Now, David Garcia hitting .212 on this season, playing in his 23rd game. The 0-1 pitch. At the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. Missed a large chunk due to hamate bone surgery earlier this season. Here's the wind back in the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball again on the outside corner. Strike three called, and he's down on three pitches for the second strikeout of Blair Henley's evening, and there's one away in the second. But Josh Hatcher stands in now, the first baseman. Hatcher playing in his 29th game with the Rough Riders this year. Here's the wind back and the pitch home. Fastball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hatcher hitting .290 this season with 7 home runs and 28 batted in his 28 games. The 0-1. He swings and misses at a changeup low of the zone, and it's 0-2. Hatcher has been a great run producer for the Rough Riders. The wind back in the 0-2. Misses low of the zone, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes now in the first baseman. And he's been a wonderful part of this lineup. We're telling you about this ballpark a little bit. Here's the wind back in the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. It was built for the induction of Corpus Christi's hooks into the Texas League back in 2005. The pitch, high and outside. It's full at 3-2 with 1 out and the bases clear in the second. 1-0 Rough Riders. A 6-foot high wall in left field going until you get to the bullpen in left center. The pitch. Breaking ball just misses the back door off the outside corner. It's ball four. Second walk from Henley today. The first one came in to score. That was back in the first inning. And Josh Hatcher is at first for Freiner Chavez. 1-0 Riders in the top of the second. And then as the bullpen ends in deep left center, it goes to a 7-foot high wall where it's 400 to dead center. And that wall continues until you reach the right field corner where it jets in a 4-foot high wall. The pitch. High off the outside corner, the switch hitter Chavez batting from the left showed bunt and he pulled back. It's one ball and no strikes. It's a very hitter-friendly ballpark to the pole side for right-handed batters out to left field. There's a 20-mile-an-hour jet stream blowing that way. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball is high, and it's two balls and no strikes. And joking with the hitting coaches before today's game for the Rough Riders, they were joking around saying, you can hit a pop-up that you'd swear the third baseman would catch, and it would sail on out of here. Here's the 2-0. Chavez bounces it foul up the first baseline, and it's 2-1. And with that being said, Joey Loperfido is playing just about two steps shy of the warning track in left field, extremely deep. And that's generally what you'll see for left fielders because it does play so offensive to the left side. On the other side of things, it's tough to get it out to right field. There's a small pool behind the right field wall. Hatcher draws a throw over at first base. And right after the Rough Riders bullpen down the right field line, it kind of jets out a little bit deeper, and so you won't see many home runs, especially on a day like this with the wind, out to right field. Here's the stretch from Henley, the 2-1. Hatcher goes. There's a swing and a ground ball foul off the handle. Chavez punched it straight down into the ground, and it's two balls and two strikes still. Looks like he caught a piece of himself, and he calls time. Chavez playing in just his fifth game with the Rough Riders. He's 2-for-12 so far. Just beyond right field, there's Hurricane Alley, which is, no, not a weather formation. It is a water park. And the water park slides looping and turning beyond right field. 2-2 on Chavez. He's back in from the left side. The stretch and the right-hander delivers home. Misses down in the dirt, skips away from stumps to the backstop. Hatcher moves up to second base. He aggressively turns around the bag but stays right there, and it's a wild pitch to move into him into scoring position. Three balls and two strikes on Chavez. Well, the Rough Riders had a pass ball to move Hover into scoring position in the first. And now Josh Hatcher moves into scoring position on a wild pitch. Well, let's see what Franer Chavez has in store on this payoff offering with K-Bear Rodriguez on deck. The right-hander flicks it home. Breaking ball, strike three called in the outside corner, and Chavez nods in approval. Couldn't pull the trigger, and it's the third strikeout for Blair Henley. Two outs, here's K-Bear Rodriguez. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the second inning. Rodriguez playing in his seventh game with the Rough Riders. They're seeing a flurry of new infielders for Frisco as we had some movement before today's ball game as well. Here's the stretch and the initial pitch to Rodriguez. The breaking ball on the inside edge for a strike. That's that good slider from Henley, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders added Jace Easley, the former fifth-round pick in 2018 from High A Hickory. Very speedy infielder. He had 23 steals this year in High A. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good slider off the outside corner, and it's 0-2 now on Rodriguez. Runner at second, two outs, 1-0 Riders in the top of the second, and Rodriguez calls time. Well, there was an injury at the major league level for the Rangers that kind of sent a domino effect throughout the system. Josh Young broke his thumb. Jonathan Ornelas was called up to the big leagues, made his major league debut yesterday. The pitch is cut on and missed off the outside corner for strike three. Rodriguez down on strikes, and that ends the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders lead 1-0 to the home half of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the second inning in Corpus Christi, Texas, alongside Josh Orton. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Zach Daniels starts it off in the second for Corpus Christi, the former Tennessee Volunteer. Right-hander against right-hander. Garcia walked a batter in the first, but other than that, no damage against him. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Daniels swings, bounces it to third. Cease backhands, takes a crow hop, fires to first, and he retires Daniels on the first pitch. The one pitch, a ground out to the third baseman, and Jordan Brewer stands in, former University of Michigan product. 1-0 Frisco, bottom of the second. We're talking about the movement in the Rangers organization. Josh Young suffered a broken thumb, and so Jonathan Ornelas went up to the big leagues to replace him. The pitch. High and outside, it's 1 ball and no strikes. He made his big league debut as a pinch runner last night. Ended up scoring the go-ahead run in the eighth inning yesterday in Oakland. The 1-0. A curveball on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1 on Brewer, so got to show off the speed a little bit and score the run. And hopefully he gets to play as a starter in one of these games. He's not in the lineup again today. The 1-1. Outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. But at the very least, he is a big leaguer. Josh and I were joking earlier today, if you go on his baseball reference page, here's the wind back and the 2-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Good curve below the zone. It's 2-2. It lists him as his position as a pinch runner. So hopefully he gets to change that pretty soon. Well, anyway, the shockwaves throughout the organization were felt here in Frisco. The 2-2 is way outside all the way back to the backstop, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. With Ornelas getting promoted to the big leagues, Jax Biggers was bumped up to AAA, and Jace Easley comes to the Rough Riders. That's kind of how it goes. We wish Josh Young well. Great former Rough Rider. Hopefully he'll be back in under 6 weeks. 3-2 pitch. Check swing and a pitch away, and he went around. Strike 3 in the dirt, and he exits the dirt circle for a strikeout. Garcia didn't have to throw down or tag him. It's the second strikeout for Ryan Garcia, 2 outs. Here's CJ Stubbs. 1-0 Frisco. Bottom of the second. 2 outs, bases clear. Ryan Garcia working from right in the middle of the rubber. He has his sign back into his windup. He fires. Fastball just inside. 1 ball, no strikes. The last time that Ryan Garcia took this mound here at Whataburger Field was the last time that the Rough Riders had a start of more than 5 1/3 innings. The 1-0. Curveball outside edge for a strike, and it's 1-1. That was back on June 10th. A remarkable 46 games ago. For the Rough Riders. The 1-1. Fastball, outside edge, a strike, and it's 1-2. And you would love to see Ryan Garcia go 6 innings at least again in this start. And he's off to a pretty good start so far. This next offering will be his 28th pitch. With 2 outs and the bases clear ahead, 1 ball, 2 strikes on Stubbs, who struggled offensively. The pitch fouled back, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs homered last week in Amarillo on Wednesday, snapping an 0-for-20 at the plate. This is an offense in Amarillo that really blossomed, as you might expect, in that ballpark. The two teams combined for 26 homers in the six games. Ridiculous numbers. 1-2. He swings, sends a fly ball out to left field, pushing Zavala back a couple steps, just shy of the warning track. He makes the grab, and it's the final out of the second inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. A 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Garcia, and it retires the side in order. We go to the top of the third inning next. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back. It's 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, this is Trevor Harbour with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Well, back to the top of the order for the Frisco Rough Riders into the top of the third inning in Corpus Christi. It's 1-0 Frisco. Blair Henley on the mound to face Chris Cease a second time. His first pitch is fouled to the backstop. And strike one from Chris Cease, who led off the only scoring inning so far for either club. We stand at the top of the third inning, 1-0 Frisco. Cease did not lead off by getting on base. He grounded out back to Blair Henley, but the Rough Riders mounted a two-out rally. Here's the 0-1. Cease grounds one left side. It's got a chance to squirt through. It does. Stevens dives. It's passed him into left. And Chris Cease has a seeing eye single to open up the third inning. Rolled it on the ground, and it found a hole in between third and short. Cease has his first base hit of the series. 1-for-2 here in the opener. So Evan Carter strides to the plate, batting from the left side. As we continue in the third inning, 1-0 Frisco on a 90-degree day. 71% humidity here in Corpus. First pitch to Carter. Shows bunt, pulled back. It was on the outer black. And strike one. The sun will set in an hour. The shadows covering almost the entirety of the infield. But the middle infielders playing back are still mostly in the sun. The 0-1 toss to Carter is below the knees, 1-1. Evan struck out in the first inning. This is the second time through the order for Blair Henley. He had allowed just one hit. It was the Kellen Strom RBI single with two outs in the first inning. Outfield shifts over to the left. Here's the 1-1. It's outside, 2-1. And with that wind pushing out to left, it's Lo Perfido playing with his heels at the warning track in left field. Carter tends to pull the ball more, but not as deep in right field for Daniels. The 2-1 toss, Cease runs, a swing and a ground ball up the middle, stepping on the bag. Stevens goes to first, easy double play. On a hit and run, and it leads to a twin killing as Carter grounded it about 2 feet to the left of second base. And Stevens had an easy of a 6-3 twin killing as he will ever get.
There was one place Carter had to hit that baseball for it to be a double play, and he hit it directly where it had to be. And he was covering the bag, and as you mentioned, hit it right to him, and easy, easy double play.
And pretty good contact, too, which only made it worse. Two outs, Trevor Hover the batter. It's high for ball one. I'm not sure if I've ever seen Evan Carter beat out at first base by that many steps this whole season, and it was on a double play.
Yeah.
1-0. Avers slices it down the left side over the Corpus Christi dugout. They operate in the third base portion of Whataburger Field.
That's one of those guys who always runs hard out of the box. Doesn't matter if it's back to the pitcher. Always runs hard.
He did there, too. It's just tailor-made double play. So bases are empty. Two down. Frisco ahead. 1-0 in the top half of the third. Trevor Hover had the same scenario. His first plate appearance. Bases empty. Two down. Here's the 1-1 toss. He swings and lifts it to right center field. The park will hold this one. Corona, the center fielder, runs in. Now drifts a step back and puts it away. And it's more or less a 1-2-3 inning for Blair Henley with a single and a double play to face the minimum. Well, we head to the bottom of the third inning. It's Frisco 1 and Corpus Christi nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders.
Brian Garcia returns to the hill for the Rough Riders. The right-hander out of UCLA comes in to face the bottom part of the order. J.C. Correa leads off for the Corpus Christi Hooks. It's 1-0 Frisco in the bottom of the third. From the windup, Garcia's first pitch. A fastball that hits the inside half in strike one. Correa raised his arms as if the ball was running inside near his body. It was on the inner half of the strike zone, but it was a strike. Here's the 0-1. A slider that bends outside. And it's 1-1. Correa hitting .228 on the season against Frisco. He hit right about what he normally does. That first series between these two clubs 2 months ago. 1-1 breaking ball. Hits the top of the zone. It's 1-2. He hit .211 in that series. He did draw 5 walks in 6 games for the Hooks. The 1-2 to Correa. He grounds it right side, a high chopper that hugs the line, slowly chopped, and Hatcher's able to get there in time to field it and step on the bag. He was playing off the line, and Correa hit it right where a first baseman would hate to see a ground ball, just to the left of the first base bag. But it was so softly hit, it took a good 2 seconds to get there, and Hatcher jogged over. So an unassisted put out for Josh Hatcher. And the bottom of the third inning continues with Chad Stevens at the plate. Right-hand hitter against Garcia, and the righty winds. And misses just low. It's ball one. 1-0 Rough Riders. Still under the sun here in Corpus Christi. All three outfielders still facing the sunlight. A 1-0 toss. This one also towards the bottom of the zone, and again misses. It's 2-0 to Stevens. Middle infielders also in the sun, but their shoelaces right near the edge of the shadows.
Those poor guys in the sun right now.
Yeah. And 2-0. Stevens again takes, and the same result. All three pitches have been just beneath the strike zone. 3-0 to Stevens. Former Portland Pilot for in the West Coast Conference. The toss is again low. 4 pitches that did not miss by much, but they were low by a smidgen. And it's a 4-pitch walk to Chad Stevens. So he turns the lineup over for Will Wagner. 1-0 Rough Riders in the bottom half of the third inning. Wagner, a left-hand hitter who struck out in the first inning to open up Corpus Christi's day offensively. They had given up a run in the top of the first, and nobody has scored since. First pitch with a runner bluffing, a fly ball on the left side, foul. Chad Stevens had started to steal and then chopped his feet and was going to hold, and now is glad that he did so because it would have been a worthless effort to sprint to second. Foul ball into the seats. And it's 0-1 to Will Wagner. One out and a runner at first for the Hooks. Tying run is on the bases for Corpus Christi. The one strike pitch is inside 1-1 as Wagner raises his elbows to avoid getting hit. Middle infield pushes over to the right side. K-Bear Rodriguez hoping for a double play ball a la Evan Carter from last inning, who grounded one right up the middle for a twin killing. Here's the 1-1. A ground ball right side. Chavez snares it, goes to second. Rodriguez turns to first. Beat him there, and there is the twin killing. 4-6-3, and the inning is over. Will Wagner grounds into it, and Ryan Garcia faces the minimum for the second consecutive inning. He is still not allowed a hit yet through three frames. Frisco leads it 1-0 into the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Middle part of the order for the visiting Frisco Rough Riders will come to the plate against Blair Hentley and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Into the fourth inning from Corpus. The Rough Riders with one run on two hits and no errors. And the Hooks with no runs on no hits and no errors. Good pitching so far from Ryan Garcia. The only RBI of the day belongs to Kellen Strong. And he leads off here in the fourth inning. Blair Hentley, the right-hander, winds and delivers to Strom. That's a strike to begin the fourth. Strom had a two-out RBI single through the right side on an inning that seemed destined for a zero for the Rough Riders. Here's the one-strike pitch to Strom. He swings out in front. It's 0-2. The Rough Riders got two outs, two strikes, and nobody on base for Trevor Hover, but he took a couple close pitches and ended up walking. And the Rough Riders only got one more single along the way as far as their own offensive production, but a passed ball had advanced Hover into scoring position, and he came home on a throw cut off by the first baseman Brewer. Here's the 0-2 pitch. It's outside ball one. Would have been a close play at the plate had we seen Daniels throw in from right field. Get to the plate, but inexplicably, the first baseman cut it off and a bit of a miscommunication, and the run scored. Here's the 1-2. Strom fights it over the right side, a foul ball. The good news for Kellen Strom is there's no spot in the box score for inexplicable cutoffs. He still gets an RBI no matter what. And he will take that for his first hit of the series. The 1-2. It is on the outside corner, taken for strike three. Strom bends backwards in exasperation. And the fourth inning begins with a backwards K. So Aaron Zavala to the plate. The Rough Riders ahead 1-0 in the top half of the fourth inning. Partly cloudy in Corpus Christi. We'll be here through Sunday before a home series next week against Tulsa back in Frisco. Pitch to Zavala. He's at the kneecaps, a breaking ball from Blair Hentley. It's 0-1. Hentley himself from the DFW area. His club of Corpus has not played in Frisco yet this season. 0-1 time. He's at the top of the zone to strike. 0-2 to Zavala, who steps out and may call for time here as he's leisurely awaiting and now does raise the hand to Steven Rios and calls for time. Corpus Christi is a division opponent with Frisco, which normally would mean they'll face each other a lot at each ballpark, and they will come to Frisco once, but just once in this season. The 0-2 toss to Zavala. It's low, and ball one. 1-2. This is the second trip that Frisco has taken to Whataburger Field. And part of that two-week homestand, Corpus will come to Frisco. 1-2 is below the knees. Good take from Zavala to even the count back up. Two balls and two strikes. Blair Hentley, who's from Fort Worth, looks forward to that trip, perhaps. Here's the 2-2 from Hentley. It's outside. The count runs full. So after a strikeout, Hentley gets ahead 0-2, but will have to work to get Zavala out. It's 3-2 with one out. The base is empty. Here's the payoff pitch. It's outside and a backdoor slider that did not have the key. And Zavala walks with one out. The fourth inning continues. David Garcia to the plate. It's 1-0 Frisco on the road. After a series split last week against Midland. Pretty good stretch for the Rough Riders to keep themselves in playoff contention, having split the last series and won the previous two. The opening pitch to Garcia is a high fly ball to right field. Daniels taking a few steps in, now continues to jog into shallow right center, and he makes the grab as that one got pushed all the way nearly to dead center in fairly shallow depth. And in the end, Kennedy Corona probably should have been the one to catch that ball, but Daniels had it pegged the entire way, and the right fielder makes the catch in front of his center field counterpart.
Yeah, if I were the outfielders right now, I'd shift everything to the left side because everything that's even straight away right field is just getting blown towards center, as you mentioned. It's crazy.
With two outs and a runner at first, the pitch to Hatcher is outside. I doubt anything is getting it hit down the right field line unless you hit it over the stands in the right field and it hangs up and then comes back into fair territory.
Yeah, or hit it through the wind, hit a line drive, but that's the only way.
All right. A 1-0 toss to the left-hand hitter. Breaking ball outside, it's 2-0. So if anyone's got a chance to yank one down that way, Hatcher could do it, but he does take it opposite way a fair amount. And the left fielder, Lo Perfido, playing way back. Two outs, runner at first, 1-0 Frisco. Runner starts to go, the pitch is taken for a strike. Zavala dives in head first, he's there safely. Almost overslid, but he held his hand on the bag. And a stolen base for Aaron Zavala.
Yeah, it looked like he almost scorpioned on that slide in as well. I think he's hurting a little bit. He went chest first, and his hands kind of went under him, but he's okay.
He's back up and shaking the dirt out from his belt buckle, takes his lead. He's at second, two down. Here's the 2-1. Hatcher takes a big cut, fouls it to the backstop near Franier Chavez in the on-deck circle. Zavala now 70% on stolen bases this season, 7 for 10. And would love to replicate the first inning when the Rough Riders had two outs, advanced a guy in a scoring position without a hit, and then got the RBI. The 2-2 toss to Josh Hatcher. A fly ball to left field. Lo Perfido hangs where he's at the warning track, makes the catch. He barely moved, and that ball ran all the way to the warning track, and Lo Perfido just took a couple steps laterally to his left, made the grab, and Josh Hatcher denied of his two-out RBI. The Rough Riders go scoreless. No hits, one left on in the fourth. And we'll head to the bottom of the fourth after this. 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors.
It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Both pitchers in a pretty good groove so far as we make our way to the bottom of the fourth inning. Neither thrower has allowed an earned run so far. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. Ryan Garcia on the hill to face Kennedy Corona. The first pitch pops the mitt. It is low. And ball one on a 90-mile-an-hour heater from Ryan Garcia. Corona walked in the first inning, one of two, just two base runners allowed. Next pitch is outside, 2-0 from Garcia. His counterpart, Blair Henley, allowed an unearned run in the first inning and nothing since. And Garcia scoreless through three. His 2-0 pitch, big cut from Corona, and he doesn't get it. Trying to swing at the 2-0 fastball and not online with it. Former New York Mets farmhand was traded back in 2019, part of the Jake Mariznick deal. Corona this year with the hooks hitting 264. The 2-1. A high fly ball foul on the left side. Turned it around behind him practically. And it's 2-2 to Kennedy Corona. He had two home runs against the Rough Riders at this ballpark. The first series between these two teams. Got on base a lot, hitting 7 for 21. And 7 RBIs in that series. The 2-2 pitch. Hits the inside corner. Breaking ball that came back over the plate. And Ryan Garcia dots it up for his strikeout looking. Started out near the eyeballs of Kennedy Corona and just made its way ever so slightly into the upper left corner of the strike zone. Third K of the day for Ryan Garcia. It's 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fourth. Garcia from the line to face Joey Loperfida. A big cut and a foul tip into the glove. And strike one to the slugger. Left fielder and left-hand hitter. Team leader in all the major categories. Batting average, doubles, home runs, RBIs. The 0-1 pitch is on the outer half. And it's 0-2. It's his 80th game played of the year. He hits a home run about one every four games. Leading the team with 19 long balls. Just one against Frisco in the first series. Just 2 for 20. Frisco held him in check. The 0-2 toss. A high fly ball to left field. This one might get pushed pretty far. Zavala back to the warning track. He jumps up and makes the catch. He had about 5 feet in front of the wall, but had to make a late jump as that ball got pushed a little further than he anticipated. It wasn't a home run robbery. He just jumped up to get underneath it, and he does make the catch. Two outs, bases empty for Zach DiCenzo.
Third baseman number
33,
Zach DiCenzo.
These outfielders going to have a tough time here today and this series, but Zavala makes the play. Here's the first pitch to DiCenzo. It's outside on a breaker. It's 1-0. Frisco ahead, 1-0 in the home half of the fourth. Garcia trying to go 1-2-3 this inning. Still not allowed a hit. Bottom of the fourth, 1-0. A check swing. It was in the zone and called strike one. He has allowed two walks, facing just one over the minimum. A double play ball last inning. Wiped down the one runner, and he went 1-2-3 in the second. A 1-1. It settles below the zone. It's 2-1 from Garcia. So he's only stranded one runner aboard and not allowed any to cross the plate. Trying to finish out his fourth inning of work. The 2-1 pitch. A Another check swing. This one looked like a good pitch. It is ruled a ball. As DiCenzo held back, and it must have been just a tad high. And now 3-1 from Garcia. Outfield playing deep, especially in left. Here's the 3-1. That one's over the plate, top of the zone, strike two. Zavala's playing deep, but not as much as Loperfido was. He was practically on the warning track. Zavala still has a good 15 feet, perhaps, in front of the dirt. The 3-2 pitch. A pop fly into right field and shallow. Kellen Strom running in, battling the sun. Now goes into the shadows as he makes the grab. And it is a 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Garcia. A strikeout, two flyouts, and he has tossed four excellent hitless innings in Corpus Christi. 1-0 Frisco to the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the fifth inning here in Corpus Christi. Rough Riders have a 1-0 lead, and with the play-by-play for the fifth, here's Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Josh. It is 1-0 Rough Riders. A little bit of action going on around the league with former Rough Riders to update you with. Thomas Ajayi for the Springfield Cardinals just hit his 17th homer of the year. It was a solo homer in the first inning. Springfield leads 5-3 over San Antonio currently. And then also in the other side of the world, so it seems. Binghamton taking on Somerset over on the East Coast as Freddy Chavez leads it off here in the fifth inning. And the first pitch is cut on and a fly ball into deep left field. Loperfido back. He's at the warning track. Jumps up. It's gone. Freddy Chavez exits Whataburger Field with a solo home run of the opposite way. It's 2-0 Rough Riders. Freddy Chavez with an exclamation point here in the fifth inning. It's his first home run of the season for Frisco. And picking on the jet stream out in left field, sending it over the left field wall, a solo home run. Here's K-Bear Rodriguez now. Here's the windback by Henley in the pitch. Inside, nearly hit him on a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. That's the first earned run of the game by either of these teams, as the only other run was an unearned run in the first. The pitch is a breaking ball at the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-1. An RBI single by Kellen Strom with Trevor Hover scoring after reaching second on a passed ball. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a good breaking ball away, and it's one ball and two strikes as K-Bear Rodriguez has seen three pitches. And actually, he's seen six pitches this whole game, and they've all been breaking balls. Henley rocks and delivers. Fastball simmers high, and it's two balls and two strikes on Rodriguez. Rainier Chavez with his first Rough Riders home run of the year out to left field. Here's the 2-2. There's a fly ball charged to left center. Loperfido right there at the warning track, and he makes the catch. A homer and a line drive out to left. One away, and here's Chris Cease. Cease sent a ground ball with eyes. That got through into left field, a base hit in the third. He's 1-2. 2-0 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher, and Henley rocks back, delivers home. A breaking ball settles for a strike. It's 0-1. Mentioned Somerset and Binghamton playing, and Luis Angel Acuna is having himself a night. The 0-1 fastball rides to the outside corner. A strike, it's 0-2. Acuna 1-for-3. He has walked. He's stolen three bases and scored two times. Great day for former Rough Riders, and so was yesterday. Jonathan Ornelas with his big league debut in yesterday's game with the Rangers. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Cease. Fastball outside. One ball, two strikes. And on top of that, Cole Reagans was fantastic again for Kansas City. The pitch home. The low and outside in the dirt all the way back to the backstop, and it's two balls and two strikes. Cole Reagans yesterday, though the Royals did end up losing on a walk-off grand slam to the Red Sox. Reagan's start in that game was fantastic. 2-2 pitch. Sees swings and misses, and Stubbs hangs on the foul tip. It's another strikeout, the sixth for Blair Henley, and there are two away here in the fifth. That brings Evan Carter to the plate. 2-0 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. Two down to the bases clear. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. The wind back in the offering. Change up away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cole Reagans in that start went 6 2/3 innings, allowing two runs, one earned on four base hits. He struck out 11, the 1-0. Just high, and it's two balls and no strikes. So in three starts so far with Kansas City, Cole Reagans has already accrued a 1.1 WAR. The 2-0. Carter swings, bounces it foul into the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits dugout down the left side, and it's two balls and one strike. Cole Reagans has been phenomenal with the Royals. Great to see from a former Rough Rider. 2-1. Carter takes inside and a breaking ball, knee level, and it's three balls and one strike. Now, Reagans was dealt away earlier for Aroldis Chapman. Wind continues to blow to left, the 3-1 pitch. Carter swings, puts it in the air, foul out of play left side, and it's three balls and two strikes now on the Riders center fielder, who grounded into a double play back in the third, but it was a hard ground ball back up the middle. Chris Cease was running on the play from first base, and Chad Stevens, the shortstop, was going to cover the bag. The ground ball from Carter took him right to the pillow, so all he had to do was field it, step on the bag, and throw to first for the double play. Here's the payoff pitch to Carter. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike three called, and the inning is over. Seven strikeouts over five innings for Blair Henley, but a solo home run from Freynor Chavez makes it 2-0 Rough Riders to the bottom of the fifth inning. Riders lead. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th.
Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Brian Garcia has been strong so far through four innings. It's 2-0 Rough Riders to the home half of the fifth. Zach Daniels starts it. Daniels, the number 29 prospect in the Astros organization. Brian Garcia looks in for his sign. He's got it, and he goes to work. First pitch curve over for a strike. It's 0-1. Now the Rough Riders with a run in the first on a Kellen Strom RBI single, and then a run in the top of this fifth inning. A solo homer by Franmer Chavez. The 0-1. Low and outside, misses with a fastball, and it's 1-1 on Daniels. Out of the University of Tennessee, had a really tough first couple of years with the Volunteers, but exploded his final season. Unfortunately, that was the 2020 season. Here's the wind and the 1-1. Upper edge outside corner with a fastball from Brian Garcia, and it's 1-2. Daniels played in just 17 games in 2020 before COVID shut it down, but he had a monster start. The 1-2, swing and a miss off the outside corner. Garcia says to heck with what you're talking about. Here's a strikeout, and it's his fourth on the evening. Jordan Brewer stands in. Daniels had an OPS over 1,200. He was hitting .357 through those first 17 games with Tennessee. That led to his drafting in the fourth round by the Astros. He's off to a great start this season. Here's the pitch to Brewer. Swings and misses at a high heater, and it's 0-1. Jordan Brewer had a fun moment in Amarillo last week. That ballpark known for giving up a lot of homers, and those two teams certainly hit a lot of homers last week. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch away, and it's 0-2. The two teams combined for 26 home runs, and Corpus hit 12. Jordan Brewer, though, decided to make a quicker trip around the bases with an inside-the-park home run. It was just the fifth in Hook's history, and his first. One of five homers that he's hit on the year. He chokes up slightly, down 0-2 in the count. Garcia dangles his right arm to his right side and fires in. Pop foul back behind home plate. It's still no balls and two strikes. Well, those two teams combined to score 15 combined runs per game in that series last week in Amarillo. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Misses high and inside. It's 1-2. And well, it was a 14-8 series finale on Sunday, and Corpus took advantage of a lot of miscues by Amarillo. They walked 13 batters in that game. The 1-2 is a breaking ball just inside. It's 2-2 on Brewer. 13 walks, 12 hits for Corpus Christi on the offensive side in that ball game. And the two split the series. 2-2. There's a fly ball into left center field, sending Carter back and now drifting into the alley. He calls off Zavala and makes the catch. Two outs in the fifth. Here's CJ Stubbs. Garcia sat down six in a row. Stubbs flying out to left field in the second. Two nothing Rough Riders. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Garcia with a pull side shift defensively behind him. And the pitch. On the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Stubbs, right-handed batter out of USC. The 0-1. Curveball top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2 quickly on Stubbs. Younger brother of Garrett Stubbs, the big leaguer. And time call. Wind blowing out to left field to the pole side for the right-handed batter. Here's Garcia's 0-2. Fastball, strike, three called. Got him on the outside corner. Five strikeouts for Ryan Garcia, and he's retired seven hooks in a row. Rough Riders lead 2-0 at the top of the sixth inning. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Top of the sixth inning in Whataburger Field. It's 2-0. Riders out in front, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits tonight, Corpus Christi. They turn to the bullpen. It's Derek West who comes out. He'll face Trevor Hover, Kellen Strom, and Aaron Zavala. 3-4-5. Blair Henley done in his start. Right-hander against left-hander. First pitch. Misses high to Hover, and it's 1-0. Well, Blair Henley went 5 innings, as we're used to seeing for starters here in Corpus Christi. The pitch. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. West squares his shoulders towards home plate. He deals. Fastball at the top of the zone, and it's 1-2. Henley allowed 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits. He struck out 7 in his 5 innings. Here's the wind back and the right hitter's pick. Misses down low in the dirt. It's 2-2 on Hover. Henley in his start. Walked 3 batters as well. 2-2 on Hover. He walked back in the first. A 2-2 pitch. Inside, and it's 3-2. Kellen Strom on deck, Aaron Zavala to follow in this sixth inning for the Rough Riders. Here's the pitch. High and inside, 4. Well, Hover coaxes a walk, and Derek West starts his ball game by walking the leadoff man. Kellen Strom, the right-handed batter in for the Rough Riders. West, the 26-year-old out of the University of Pittsburgh. Hail the pit. Orange City, Florida native. 2019 draft selection by the Astros in the 14th round. He's ready from the stretch, and he brings home the first pitch. First pitch curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. He had a tough career at Pitt, missing 2016 and 2017 due to knee injury, but he's bounced back so far in the minor leagues. He's ready from the stretch in the 0-1. Strom shows bunt, pulls back, and bunts it foul back behind home. It's 0-2. He's worked almost exclusively out of the bullpen, and he has worked exclusively out of the bullpen in the last 2 years. He's making his 10th appearance here at AA Corpus Christi this year, 1-0 with a 5.25 ERA. He made 32 outings last year for Corpus. The pitch misses high, and it's 1-2 now on Strom. Strom had an RBI single back in the first inning. Hover takes his lead from first. Stretch and West's pitch. Breaking ball, line back up the middle, off West's glove. He takes it to the first base bag, fires that way for one, throw to second, not in time. Auburn nearly doubled off because it looked like West was going to make the catch. It went in and out of his glove. It caromed over to the first base bag where he followed it, grabbed it with a bare hand, underhand flip to the first base. First baseman Jordan Brewer. And then he threw on to second base, and Hover was safe under the tag. So it's an eventful 1-3 putout, and here comes the training staff to check on Derek West and make sure he's okay. Takayaki Ando, the trainer for Corpus Christi out there, and he says he's good to go. A hard line drive by Kellen. That would have been a base hit if not for West reaching out and grabbing it. And Aaron Zavala makes his way in. 0-1 with a walk. That came back in the fourth. Full side chip for the left-handed batter. 2-0 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Fastball down the heart of the plate, a strike, and it's 0-1. Zavala bounced out to first base in the first inning. West ready from the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Fastball high of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike on Zavala. A hover in scoring position. Last time that happened, he came in to score back in the first. 1-1. Misses low, and it's two balls and one strike. This has been a game that hasn't featured a lot of action. Rough Riders have all three hits in the game combined. West readies in the 2-1. High, and it's three balls and one strike. Seen quite a few walks, though. Garcia has walked two, Henley walked three, and then West just walked the first man that he saw. Combined seven, or six between the two. The pitch is a strike on the upper edge, outside corner. Bit of a late call from Steven Rios Jr., and Aaron Zavala disagreed. He calls time and steps out. Remember, hitting coach Eric Dorton for the Rough Riders last year said, if Aaron Zavala doesn't think it's a strike, it's probably not a strike. He has one of the best eyes that you'll find. Second best walk rate in the Texas League this year. Three balls and two strikes to him with one out here in the sixth. West from the stretch, the pin. Fastball is high for ball four. That one was definitely up. And it sends Zavala down to first base with a walk. But David Garcia makes his way to the plate. Garcia 0-2 today. 2-0 Rough Riders, top of the sixth. Two aboard now for Frisco. Pull side shift on the infield. Left-handed batter is a switch hitter in the pitch. He swings, rockets it down the right side, but foul into the seats, and it's 0-1. Garcia facing Corpus Christi for the first time this year after he was out with handmade bone surgery his first time around. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball high and inside. He backs away from it, and it's 1-1. West has already thrown 18 pitches. He has not come in firing out of the bullpen. Hover leads from second, Zavala from first. Stretched by the right-hander. And he kicks in the 1-1. Breaking ball high and outside. Two balls and one strike. Garcia shuffles his feet in the left-handed batter's box. Keeps the left toe inserted in the back and now stands back in. Slightly open stance, slightly bent at the knees as well. He checks his swing twice out towards the mound. Knees ready to go. The pitch home. Fastball simmers high, and it's three balls and one strike now on Garcia. Clouds on the horizon, shifting with the wind from right to left. Up above us, it's nothing but blue sky as the sun starts to set in the coastal bend. Three balls and one strike. The pitch home. High for ball four, and the bases are loaded on three walks here in the sixth. One out, bases loaded for Josh Hatcher. 2-0 already. Rough Riders lead it in the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders in a wonderful opportunity to blow this game open.
First baseman number 57, Josh Hatcher.
Hatcher with a walk in the second inning and a line drive out to left field in the fourth. Time called. And a pitch clock violation. Now West took too long. He has been considerably slower in this inning than Blair Henley or Ryan Garcia have worked in this game. And that time he took too long. So he struggled throwing balls, and he's behind 1-0. The pitch, Hatcher, a big rip and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. That's the last thing you want to do is put yourself in an even bigger hole. Hatcher with 7 home runs this season with the Rough Riders in 28 games. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander kicks in the 1-1. There's a pop-up foul out of play left side, and it's now 1-2 on Hatch. With Hover at third, Zavala at second, and David Garcia, the runner at first base. Rainier Chavez, who homered back in the fifth inning, stands on deck. West Rennie's in the 1-2. Low, and it's two balls and two strikes. With a 91-mile-an-hour fastball below the zone. They play Hatcher to the opposite field in the outfield. Kennedy Corona way into left center field, the center fielder. Here's the stretch and the 2-2. Swinging a line drive into center field. Corona coming on. He had him play perfectly, makes the catch. Hover tags from third. The throw is way up the third baseline. Hover comes in to score, and it's 3-0 Frisco. Sacrifice fly for Josh Hatcher on a line drive out to center field. Rough Riders now lead 3-0. Well, Corona was shifted to the opposite field. He hardly had to move laterally, just had to come in and make the catch.
Second baseman number 12, Frank Chavez.
And it ends up being a sack line drive almost. Two outs in the inning. Runners at first and second. Here's Frank Chavez. Stretch in the pitch. This is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Chavez, a solo home run to left field in the fifth inning, his first in a Rough Riders uniform this year. Three runs on three hits for the Riders, no runs on no hits for the Hooks. Here in the sixth inning. Right-hander ready from the stretch, the 1-0. Fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. Frisco still with an opportunity to add on more in this inning. Rough Riders 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position so far in today's game. The one hit, the Strom RBI single in the first. And West steps off. He's already thrown 27 pitches in the inning so far. He stretches in the 1-1. Swinging a foul back into Stubbs' glove, and it's one ball and two strikes, and there is action in the Honey Butter Chicken bullpen. Out in left center field. One ball and two strikes on Chavez. Runners at first and second, two outs, one run in. On the way. There's a drive out to right field towards the line, and it's caught by Daniels. A line drive into the right field corner. Daniels racing after it, and he made the catch. A Chavez bidding for extra bases, lines out to right. And the side comes to a close, but a run for the Rough Riders on no hits, no errors, and two left on. The Rough Riders lead 3-0 to the bottom of the sixth next to the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas.
We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To the bottom half of the sixth inning, Ryan Garcia has thrown five no-hit innings so far. It's 3-0 Rough Riders. Eight-hole hitter J.C. Correa starts it off, and Garcia winds back and delivers home. A low off the outside corner, it's 1-0, 0-0. So it's 8-9-1, J.C. Correa, Chad Stevens, and Will Wagner due up in this inning. And our bottom of the sixth inning, as always, that means it's time for trivia. Ryan Garcia looks in for his sign. He's got it. Winds back in the 1-0. There's a pop-up foul back behind home, and it's 1-1. So in honor of Will Wagner, who's due up third in this inning, his dad, Billy Wagner, one of the best closers in the history of Major League Baseball, former Houston Astro great. 1-1 offering to Correa. Breaking ball tapped to the ground. Foul left side. It's 1-2. The question to you, Josh Warden, and to anyone listening, how many of the top five saves leaders in Major League Baseball history can you name?
Yikes. Amidst a world of blind spots in my baseball knowledge, this one might be the biggest. I'm not good at closers.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Six strikeouts for Ryan Garcia, and there's one away. Chad Stevens bats now. Rough Riders leading 3-0. That's eight in a row retired by Garcia. And Stevens was the last one to reach with a walk back in the third inning. Garcia back into his wind in the initial pitch home. Stevens misses or takes away, I should say, and it's 1-0.
Okay, so Mariano Rivera.
Mariano Rivera is number one.
At least I got that.
I was hoping you'd get that one.
Can I end there? Can I play poker and just, okay, I
cash
out.
No, you can't fold.
I can't fold. All right.
Garcia winds in the 1-0. There's a pop-up right side. Shallow right field. Hatcher going out. Chavez as well. Chavez is there, and the second baseman makes the catch. There are two outs. All right, you got to get these guesses in quickly.
Do I, though, or can I?
Here's a massive hint. Look who's coming up, Will Wagner.
Who is it, Billy Wagner?
Billy Wagner is number six.
Okay. Oh, boy. Jonathan Papelbon.
Papelbon is number 11.
Okay. Dennis Eckersley.
Eckersley was a starter most of his career.
Yeah.
He's number nine. Here's the stretch. And the pitch to Will Wagner. There's a fly ball down the left side and foul out of play. And it's 0-1.
Brian Wilson?
No.
Trevor Hoffman didn't have a long enough prime, I don't think, right? Or did he? Okay, Trevor Hoffman.
Yes, he was number two all the time.
Oh, wow, okay. See, shows what I know.
Only 51 behind Rivera.
Wow.
It's pretty much Rivera and Hoffman and everyone else is way below them. The 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2.
So I got the two, although one of them I was saying that I wasn't guessing him as I guessed him, but got those two.
Number three is a guy we were talking about yesterday on the bus. as part of Immaculate Grid.
Yeah.
Here's the wind back in the 0-2. And misses low in the dirt. And it's one ball and two strikes. 3-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth inning. Two out, spaces clear.
We talked a lot about guys on the bus.
Former Cub. Hall of Famer. We're looking for Lee Smith.
Ah.
The pinch. There's a fly ball foul left side. It's one ball and two strikes. Number four became famous with the Angels in the 2000s. He had a nickname that was another word for a strikeout.
Francisco Rodriguez.
Francisco Rodriguez, yeah. K-Rod. Garcia looks in. He's got his sign. And the 1-2. There's a fly ball down the left field line. Zavala chasing after it into the corner. Disappears and it's foul. It's out of our vantage point. There's seats down that left field line where it just completely disappears into the corner, but it is a foul ball according to our third base umpire Mickey Smith, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Number five it's a tough one. He's a closer from the 80s to the mid 2000s, mostly with the Mets. 14 years with the Mets, 6 years with the Reds, 1 year with Houston.
Ryan Dempster.
It was not Ryan Dempster.
Okay.
Here's the wind back and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive over to the first baseman, Josh Hatcher, who makes the catch. And Ryan Garcia has thrown six no-hit innings here in Corpus Christi. 3-0 Rough Riders to the top of the seventh. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next to the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through six innings from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas, the visiting Frisco Rough Riders with three runs on three hits, no errors. And the Corpus Christi Hooks, no runs, no hits, and no errors. K-Bear Rodriguez in to face Logan Van Way. His first pitch, a slider swung on and missed. New pitcher for the Hooks out of Joplin, Missouri. Pitched in his home state for Missouri Southern State University. 0-1. A check swing. It hits the inside corner. And strike two. That institution based in Joplin, Missouri, his hometown. And now pitching for Corpus Christi, his 10th appearance. Really good stretch so far. Only 12 innings, but he's allowed just one earned run. The right-hander against the righty Rodriguez is outside a slider. It's 1-2. He also pitched at High A Asheville this season with a 3.7 earned run average. The 1-2 toss. A pop fly on the infield into shallow center. In fact, Corona racing in. He gives way to the second baseman, Wagner. And he puts it away to retire K-Bear Rodriguez. One out, top of the order coming up. 3-0 Frisco in the seventh.
Third baseman, number six, Chris
Cease, the hitter. The Rough Riders against Logan Van Way. Okay, that final answer, we didn't give it to you. The closers in the top five all time. First pitch to Chris. Chris Cease is up and in.
It was John Franco.
number five. Yep. At least I got the top two. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Not that good. But the 1-0, a half swing, and Cease did go. It's now 1-1 from Logan Van Wen. Do you have a favorite closer? Not the best, just one that you loved seeing come in. A 1-1 to Cease. Because, again, inside, he held back 2-1.
I mean, the mark of a favorite closer has to be a guy who, when you see him come in, you have a feeling that game's over. Yep. The other team has no chance.
Right.
And that was Mariano Rivera.
Absolutely. 2-1 pitch is over the plate, 2-2. Mine is J.J. Putz.
Yeah.
No reason why.
It was
a
good one.
I just liked him. He was good. Not a great closer, but pretty good. Or Edwin Diaz. He's a fun closer.
Yeah, it was a good one, too. I hope he gets back healthy.
Yeah.
He's the same guy he was last year.
Same. A 2-2 to Cease. High ball three. Just a catastrophic injury for Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, at least it was in celebration and not like a rumble. You know, you
sure.
don't want guys to get hurt.
Sure. 3-2. Cease takes high. Ball four. And the Rough Riders continue to draw a lot of walks. Doubled their free pass total last inning. They had three through the first five innings. Drew three last inning alone, scoring one. And now it's 3-0 with a runner at first for the Rough Riders. Evan Carter, the batter.
Eloy Jimenez, who got hurt in that White Sox and Guardians fight.
Just stepped on someone's foot or something along those lines. Stayed in the game, but just a weird moment. Evan Carter takes one down the middle. It's 0-1. 3-0. Frisco leads it top of the seventh. What a fracas that was between Cleveland and the Chicago White Sox. The 0-1 to Carter. It's off the outside, actually hits the corner. A late strike call, and Evan Carter is not pleased. He turns around and kind of in exasperation shakes his head and then immediately requests time to continue contemplating the call that he just saw. 0-2 the count. He steps back in. Cease takes a short lead off at first. One out. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Carter. Swing and a miss. He goes down swinging. He has a look back at Steven Rios. Doesn't look like he said anything. Just took one extra beat looking at him and walks away. So Evan Carter strikes out on an 0-2 pitch, and it's Trevor Hover's turn, who led off last inning. Twice today, Hover has been behind in the count before drawing a walk. It was 0-2 with two outs, bases empty in the first inning. He scored the go-ahead run, and Frisco has not relinquished that lead. First pitch now is outside. Two outs, runner at first for Frisco. They've extended the lead, scoring one run in three different innings. Two-out rally, a leadoff home run, and then a sac fly. 1-0 on the outer black, and strike one from Van Wey. So Hover, an avid walker, drawing his 56th and 57th free passes of the season here in the series opener. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He fouls it off the glove on a two-seam fastball, and it is strike two on Trevor Hover.
Likes long walks on the beach,
he
as
does.
We are here on the beach.
Hope he gets the opportunity to do so this week.
I'll tell you what, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's a tough place to have long walks on the beach.
Yeah.
Maybe short walks on
yeah.
the beach.
Here's the 1-2 to the walker Hover. It is down and in. He evens the count 2-2. It's a bit sticky to take a walk along the beach or anywhere in Corpus. Good amount of humidity, but maybe after the game, it's a little cooler. The 2-2 runner starts to go. Van Wey looks back at second, throws wild into center field. Cease gets back up and runs to third. He's gifted 90 feet. Really, he's gifted 180. As Van Wey had him pegged out at second, Cease had started to run. It was going to be a fairly close play at second, but Van Wey threw on the third base side of second. Stevens, the shortstop, unable to grab it. And Cease gets a stolen base and an E1. First error of the game on either team. And he's 90 feet away from adding an insurance run. Two outs. A 2-2 count to Trevor Hover in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. He swings a ground ball right side. It skirts through into right. Chris Cease walks home. And the error comes back to bite Corpus Christi. Trevor Hover has a two-out, two-strike RBI. It's 4-0 Frisco.
Well, that's two opportunities the Rough Riders have had tonight to take advantage of a Corpus Christi mistake, and they've taken advantage of both of them. That's great to see.
Hover had advanced on a pass ball back in the first inning and would not have scored on Kellen Strom's single otherwise. Here is Kellen Strom with the Rough Riders ahead 4-0.
Here's the pitch. It's over the plate. Strike one to Kellen. This time it's a Chris Cease stolen base and a wild throw into center. Cease may have scored from second on that play had he been there without the error, but we'll never know. Scored easily from third. The 0-1. Kellen Strom runs one in shallow left center field, dropping quickly. Loperfido's unable to get there. Trevor Hobart takes the turn around second, and the throw in doesn't beat him there. It allows Kellen Strom to pick up 90 feet on the throw. Trevor Hover kind of baiting the throw a little bit. He was not sprinting around second, just jogging into third. Loperfido threw into third, and Kellen Strom, with some good base running, sees the opportunity to sprint to second. And now it's two in scoring position for the Rough Riders with Aaron Zavala to the plate.
Not a great decision there by Loperfido to try and throw to third there. He mentioned Hover was in there standing, and that allows the extra runner to get into scoring position now.
So two in scoring position, two outs. The Rough Riders have scored one run in four different innings. That's been plenty of run support with Ryan Garcia going no hits through the first six innings. But Frisco would like a crooked number in this inning. Van Wey comes set, and his first pitch. It's outside for ball one. Well, these runs could turn earned. Chris Cease, having scored earlier, was an unearned run technically, and they could all become earned, although in a sense they should all be unearned. The caught stealing should have ended the inning. 1-0, and Zavala takes it for a strike. But you can't assume the out, and so it's just an error to advance him 90 feet. So technically, Logan Van Wey has allowed one run, and it got changed to earned after Kellen Strom's base hit. So the 1-1 toss to Zavala. It is below the knees, 2-1. Rough Riders a prime chance to keep extending the lead. Ryan Garcia awaiting another inning, but there is some activity in the bullpen for Frisco. The 2-1. It's inside near the shoe tops of Aaron Zavala. Looks like Reed Burlingmeyer is hot and ready to go in the pen. Not sure if it'll be him or Garcia. I'd like to see Garcia. 3-1. Zavala swings and a foul tip into the glove, and now a full count. Garcia's pitch count currently at 79, and he has not allowed a hit through six innings. Either way, the Rough Riders are ahead 4-0, and it could get more. Two outs, full count, two in scoring position. Van Wey's set, and he works out of the stretch. A foul ball to the netting from Zavala over the third base side. We'll do the payoff pitch over again. This inning began with a pop out, then a walk and a strikeout. And the Rough Riders finally got a hit. Trevor Hover singling for an RBI to score Cease. Here's another 3-2 pitch to Aaron Zavala. A swing and a miss, and the inning is over. The Rough Riders yet to score multiple runs in an inning today, but they built the lead bit by bit. They cash in for one more here this inning on Hover's RBI single. It's 4-0 Frisco, and Ryan Garcia's day has come to a close. It is Reed Burlingmeyer coming in out of the pen, so Garcia done after six no-hit innings. We'll see the bullpen after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit smiledoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's smiledoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
What a day for Ryan Garcia. It comes to a close with six no-hit innings. He finishes his frame in the sixth on a 1-2-3 inning. In fact, he retired the final 10 batters that he faced, starting with a double play, and then he went 1-2-3 in the fourth, fifth, and sixth, and his day ends with 79 pitches. Reed Burlingmeier follows and hopes to keep it up. Right-hander out of the pen with a 4-0 lead, bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Kennedy Corona. Is outside, ball one. Garcia is the first one to go more than 5 1/3 innings for the Rough Riders as a starting pitcher since Ryan Garcia did it here at this ballpark 2 months ago, almost to the day. The 1-0 pitch is also outside, 2-0 from Burlingmeier. Garcia, who has struggled a bit, been through a few rough stretches. Last start, 4 earned runs, just 3 innings, 7 days ago against Midland, but a little extra rest. He did not pitch on Sunday and used that rest well. 2-0 pitch. It's the inside corner. Burlingmeier has a strike. It was kind of organizational planned arm care for Garcia and the staff. So that's kind of planned in and allow him an extra couple days. A 2-1. Hopping away, it's 3-1. Chatted with Garcia towards the end of the Midland series. Normally, if you pitch on Tuesday, the starter would come back and throw on Sunday to a five-man rotation, but they plan, let's just give him an extra couple days, allow him to work on 7 days in between, six-day rest. 3-1 pitch, pop foul. It's a full count now from Burlingmeier. Trying to avoid the first hit of the game off Frisco pitchers. With Garcia's best start of the season. Here in the series opener against the Hooks. 3 balls, 2 strikes from Burlingmeier, the right-hander out of University of Illinois at Chicago. Deals the payoff pitch. A swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Got him to cut. And Corona strikes out. 6th K. Make it 7th K of the day for Frisco pitchers. And after a really good start by Ryan Garcia, Burlingmeier picks up where he left off, at least through the first batter. Strikes out Corona. Now it's Joey Loperfido. 4-0 Frisco. At the bottom of the 7th inning. The Rough Riders would love to capitalize on Garcia's start and win this ball game. But some work to do. First pitch is down and in. Loperfido, their best hitter for the Hooks, was 0-for-2 against Garcia. Ground out and a flyout. Leading the team with 19 home runs. That's third in the Texas League. Left-hand hitter holds the bat aloft. A 1-0, a fly ball to left field. Zavala sprinting over, so is Carter, and it splits the outfielders. Bounces over the wall, and a ground rule. Oh, it got over. I thought it hit the ground. No, the outfielders are saying it hit the ground.
Yeah, I think you're right, but the umpire signaled home run.
There's no way. That hit the ground. Loperfido walks around and touches home plate. The outfielders are saying that hit the warning track. That's what I saw.
Yeah, you're right, but Mickey Smith was signaling home run. So
no way. I mean, if I could see that from here, the umpire should be able to see it from out there. Nobody's out of the Frisco dugout. Oh, there's Tripp Keister. He's on the field right now. Loperfido trotted the bases. Touched home plate for what apparently is going to be ruled his 20th home run.
Yeah, we saw a replay. There is zero doubt it hit the warning track and bounced over.
I mean, it was obvious.
That's crazy.
There's no way that cut over the wall. And now Loperfido's jogging out of the dugout and is going to second base. Okay, good. As long as you get the call right in the end, it's a ground rule double. And Loperfido at second. A little more dramatic than it should have been, but we're good. They made the right call. It's a double, and it is the first hit of the game for Corpus Christi. The no-hitter is dead, but no run on the board. First pitch to Zach DiZenzo. Is outside and low, ball one. So Loperfido adds to his team lead, not in home runs, but in doubles. He leads the team in both. That's his 19th. And now his 19 in both categories. Ground ruler to left center field. Both Carter and Zavala holding up their hands, saying, no, that's not a home run. 1-0 to DiZenzo. It's up and in, 2-0. We saw a somewhat similar play in San Antonio when it was Zavala and Carter also in the middle of it. And the ball bounced for a ground rule double. Went over the wall, bounced off a retaining wall behind that one, and then back into the field of play. Here's the 2-0.
A slasher foul over the right side. 4-0 Frisco, bottom of the seventh. One out and a runner at second for Corpus Christi. So that ball should have been a ground rule double in San Antonio, but because it bounced back into the field of play, the umpires didn't realize it hadn't bounced off the wall. It had bounced over the wall, hit behind it, and came back. Zavala held the ball in left field thinking it was a dead ball, and it was. But the umpires thought it was in play, and the batter ran all the way around the bases for an inside-the-park home run. The 2-1. A swing and a miss. Even count now from Burlingmeyer. 2-2.
And that was tough because it was Dane Acker's first AA start. Yeah. So that was two runs that shouldn't have crossed against him.
He had allowed just one and gave up three. Now on this one, Zavala and Carter similarly making their complaints known. And this time, the umpires agree, unlike that fateful day in San Antonio.
What was weird, though, is there wasn't an official meeting or anything like that. I wonder if Mickey Smith got overruled or if he just kind of realized that he was wrong.
Yeah, you're right. The umpires never did talk, and so I thought they might just keep the call. Not because they should have, but because it seemed to just trend that way based on their demeanor. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Reed Burlingmeyer strikes out his second man of the inning. Zach DiZenzo goes fishing, and Burlingmeyer one out away from extending the shutout. Even though he did not extend the no-hitter, but he could keep this streak alive after Ryan Garcia's fantastic day. Into the bottom of the seventh, two down, Loperfido at second. And Zach Daniels, the right-handed batter. 4-0 Rough Riders. Home half of the seventh in the series open. Wind continues to blow out to left. First pitch hit to right and foul. Over the stands here at Whataburger Field. We'll be back tomorrow, 6:35. Nick Krauth gets the ball for Frisco. Rhett Koba, the pitcher for Corpus Christi.
Here's a little trivia, kind of trivia for you, Josh. Okay. When was the Rough Riders' last shutout?
Ooh. Here's the 0-1 to Zach Daniels. It is down and in, 1-1. Let's see here. Man, it's been a while. I don't think they had one in July. Am I correct?
You're correct. They only have two on the season.
Was it the San Antonio series?
So their first one was in San Antonio in April.
Yeah. Here's the 1-1. Daniels swings behind it, 1-2.
Their only other shutout this season was here in Corpus Christi on June 7th. So it's been over 2 months.
Wow. So they're due. Burlingmeyer trying to keep it up. 4-0 Rough Riders. Two outs, two strikes, man at second. His 1-2 delivery. Outside by a couple inches. And now 2-2 from the right-hander. Burlingmeyer just recently gave up his first earned run on the season. Pitched really well since coming up from high A. Reed comes set, and the right-hander operates out of the stretch. His 2-2. Low in the dirt, ball three. Full count with Loperfido at second. This is his sixth appearance for the Rough Riders, 10 innings, and just one earned run allowed, a solo home run. He nearly gave up a solo home run this inning due to almost a missed call, but the umpires got it right. Ground rule double, and he could really make that be an important call if he strands Loperfido at second. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Zach Daniels. Swung on and missed. Off speed, got him to wave at it. And Reed Burlingmeyer strikes out the side, all swinging in the seventh inning. The no-hitter is no longer, but the shutout goes on. Seven inning for the Rough Riders pitchers. And we head to the bottom, or into the eighth inning, I should say, here from Whataburger Field. Frisco leads it 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seven innings in the books from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. And it's David Garcia to lead off for the Rough Riders, holding a 4-0 advantage over the Corpus Christi Hooks. And for the second time today, David Garcia has to lead off an inning, which is the toughest thing for a catcher. He's able to scramble out of his gear and this time not have to call for time before the first pitch, which he had to do back in the second inning when he led off. First pitch of the inning is high from Logan Van Way, and ball one. Under the lights here on a Tuesday evening. Gorgeous night for baseball after sunset, but not quite at pitch black here on the Coastal Bend. At 1-0. It's outside on a two-seam fastball. It's 2-0 to Garcia. He's 0-for-2 with a walk. Had a good series against Midland back at Riders Field last week. The switch hitting catcher, the 2-0 pitch. He swings and was over the top of the slider, 2-1. He had 9 plate appearances on the series. Got aboard 5 times out of those 9. And it wasn't just getting aboard. He homered for the first time this year. The 2-1 pitch. Takes a big cut, and again swung over it. It's 2-2. Garcia followed by Josh Hatcher and Franier Chavez this inning. The Rough Riders ahead 4-0. 6 no-hit innings by Ryan Garcia. And then Reed Burlingmeier keeps the shutout alive, although one double by Joey Loperfido cuts the no-hitter to an end. But still good pitching so far. The 2-2. A pop-up on the right side. High arcing fly that might stay in the field of play. Foul territory, and the catch is made. Brewer reaches over. And the first baseman in the vicinity of Frisco's dugout had an extra foot or two to spare. He makes the grab.
Without the wind, that one's into the stands. Yeah. That thing was headed for the stands. Yeah. And just kind of blew back in the foul territory.
The wind has helped and hurt Frisco today. And a Franier Chavez home run earlier that rode the wind over the left field wall. Now, Franier could be a microcosm of that. He launched a ball to right field that the wind did not help with two aboard. First pitch to Hatcher. Swings and misses. So he actually would probably wish there was no wind, even though he got a home run out of it, because the other fly ball that was kept in the yard had two runners aboard. The 0-1. Is in for a strike. He had a solo home run, one of 4 different innings. Frisco has scored 1 run, and they lead 4-0. One out, base is empty. The 0-2 toss from Logan Van Way is flying over the left side. A pop fly foul again into the seat. Van Way pitched last inning and struggled with command a little bit, walking Chris Cease, and the command was not good on a pickoff move as well. They're trying to catch Chris Cease stealing. 0-2. Hatcher takes a late swing and strikes out on a 92-mile-an-hour four-seamer. Now it's Franier Chavez's turn with 2 outs and the base is clear. Chris Cease was stealing second. Van Way stepped off the rubber before the pitch, threw into center field, and advanced Cease to third base, and the Rough Riders got a 2-out RBI from Trevor Hobber. That made the lead 4-0. So if Frisco keeps the shutout alive, there will be no save today. First pitch to Chavez, a grounder toward second, 2 hops and bounces into the glove of Wagner, and the second baseman makes the throw, and there's the out. So the Rough Riders still lead it 4-0 over the Corpus Christi Hooks. Looks like Reed Burlingmeier will come out. I guess there could be a save if he goes 3 innings. We'll see him in the second inning of work. 4-0 Frisco, bottom of the 8th on the other side of the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Second inning out of the bullpen for Reed Burlingmeier. It's the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders in the field trying to keep a shutout alive. 4-0 for the Rough Riders here in this series opener. Burlingmeier, who pitched a scoreless inning last frame with one hit to face Jordan Brewer. First pitch of the eighth inning is on the upper outside corner, a fastball for strike one. So Ryan Garcia allowed just two walks, faced one over the minimum, a double play helped out in his six innings. The 0-1. It's outside, one ball, one strike to Brewer. He was 0-for-2 against Garcia, one of the strikeout victims. Six Ks for Garcia. And now Reed Burlingmeier, first one out of the pen. The 1-1 is low. 2-1 from Burlingmeier. Came in to start last inning. Garcia's day ended with 79 pitches, and Burlingmeier struck out the side, but did allow a base hit along the way. And thus, we're talking about a one-hitter as we speak in the eighth inning. The 2-1. A swing and a miss. Jordan Brewer going after a pitch off the plate. It's 2-2. He's a good hitter. 263, five long balls. Former Big Ten Player of the Year out of Michigan. 2-2 pitch. It's just a bit low. Reed Burlingmeier nearly slotted it in there at the bottom of the zone. Full count now. He had a full count to the very first man he faced when still trying to keep the no-hitter alive. Struck him out. Now 3-2 again to the first man of the next inning here in the eighth. The payoff. A pop fly right over home plate. Garcia ditches the mask, pushes Brewer out of the way, goes into foul ground, and makes the grab. Brewer is standing in the batter's box, and Garcia almost had to elbow him out of the way to run up the third baseline. And he makes the catch, battling the wind. One out here in the eighth. C.J. Stubbs climbs in. Base is empty for the right-hand hitter. Reed Burlingmeier has put away four out of the five batters he has faced all four times. It was David Garcia making the putout. Three strikeouts and a foul out to the catcher. David Garcia would love to catch a combined shutout and one hitter. First pitch to Stubbs. It's just off the outside corner. Ball one. 4-0 Frisco with one out in the home half of the eighth inning. Another 6:35 start tomorrow like today. The 1-0. A fastball that cuts across the zone and exits it just before it hits the front of the plate. And now two balls and no strikes. Really fun to see Ryan Garcia pitch so well. A guy who struggled to a 2-8 record this year. 2-0 pitch hit well to left field. Zavala backs up but now has room. Moves over laterally and makes the catch. A fly ball that died in left. The wind still pushing that way. Not quite as hard as it was, and that ball not quite squared up perfectly off Stubbs' barrel. And now two outs in the inning with nobody on base. Just one hit allowed by Reed Burlingmeier. And if he gets one more out, he will complete two full innings. J.C. Correa, the batter, 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Burlingmeier set. The base is empty. His pitch. A ground ball right side. Broken bat. Hatcher snags it. And he runs it to the pillow himself. First pitch unassisted put out by Hatcher. And Reed Burlingmeier goes 1-2-3 in the eighth. One-hit baseball for Frisco pitchers today through eight innings. They'll try to extend a 4-0 lead in the ninth. Zach Bigley has the call on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Greg Gaither takes over out of the bullpen for the Corpus Christi Hooks, playing as the one of the honey butter chicken biscuits, easy for me to say. Ray Gaither is the new right-hander. He faces K-Bear Rodriguez in from the right side to start it off for the Rough Riders. It's 4-0 Frisco in the top of the ninth inning. Gaither, the right-hander, ready from the stretch and the initial pitch on the way. Misses high and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Four runs, five hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. No runs on one hit, and no errors today for the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits. There we go. Gaither offers. It's high and inside to Rodriguez, and it's 2-0. The 25-year-old, 6'4", 224 pounds out on the mound out of Denton, Texas, went to Dallas Baptist University. He fires in, misses high, and it's three balls and no strikes. Gaither so far this year making his 18th appearance on the mound, all out of the bullpen for the Hooks. 5-2-1 ERA as he shuttles it on the outside corner for a strike. It's 3-1. 2-1 record on the season. In 19 innings, he struck out 22 to 13 walks. 3-1 pitch. Outside for ball four. K-Bear Rodriguez works a walk, his first trip aboard this evening. Top of the order now in Chris Cease, who's 1-for-3 with a walk. 4-0 Frisco. Well, the Rough Riders and Hooks both coming off a series split last week into this series opener. Corpus Christi came in really hot overall in their last 19 ball games. The pitch. That one's hit in the air down the right field line, twisting for Daniels, who's under it in fair territory, makes the catch. Rodriguez retreats back to the first base bag, and there's one out in the ninth inning for Evan Carter. 4-0 Frisco. Corpus Christi had an 8-game winning streak from July 16th through July 25th. They beat Arkansas, swept Midland, and then beat San Antonio in the first game of that series. Pitch home. Outside to Carter, and it's one ball and no strikes. So in their last 19 games, they're actually 14-5 coming in to tonight's contest. Rough Riders handling them tonight, though, especially on the pitching side. The 0-1. Low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. It's been impressive on the pitching side of things. The Rough Riders on the offensive side scored a run in the first, a run in the fifth, a run in the sixth, and a run in the seventh. Multiple shutdown innings tonight for Rough Riders pitchers. Almost all the credit has to go to Ryan Garcia. Six no-hit innings. He walked just two, struck out six. Fantastic stuff for Gar. A quick mound visit is over. 2-0 on Evan Carter. Gaither readies and fires. Fastball outside corner is strike, and it's 2-1. Wind blowing out to left field, the opposite field of Carter. Rodriguez leads from first, the pitch. Low and outside, and it's 3-1. Frisco would not complain about getting another run of insurance. Justin Slayton is warming up in the Rough Riders bullpen, along with Tristan Pauly. The pitch, runner goes, swing and a miss, throw down to second is a wild throw. And Rodriguez is safe at second. His third stolen base in a Riders uniform. The throw from Stubbs was well to the left side from our perspective, the third base side, and the shortstop Stevens had to do all he could to keep it on the infield. Not even close. So 3-2 now on Evan Carter with a runner in scoring position. He's hitting over 350 with runners in scoring position this year. He's 0-4 tonight. And the payoff pitch on the way. He swings, cracks it to second, over Wagner into right field. Rodriguez had to hold up to see if it was going to be caught, and he motors to third. A hard line drive single into right field for Evan Carter. Puts runners at the corners with one out, and here's Trevor Hover. 4-0 Frisco. And the top of the ninth inning, and in prime position to add on. Hover has had a great ball game. He's walked twice, had an RBI single in the seventh. He's 1-2. Pull side shift against him. Gaither readies and fires. Inside to Hover, and it's 1-0. Trevor has 2 home runs head-to-head against Corpus Christi this year. The Rough Riders' leader was Thomas Sejasi, but he has since departed the Rough Riders via trade. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit well into center field, sending Corona back at the warning track. He's still going at the fence, leaps up, off his glove, and gone! No way! He held up the ball, and he's out! What? He did what? What is going on? Are they saying sack fly? That ball went out. They saying he landed and caught the baseball in the bullpen over the wall beyond left field? Are you kidding me? The run scores on a sack fly. Carter moves to second. That is wild. I mean, how do you determine that he caught that ball? He disappeared. He could have grabbed it off the ground.
And there was something that came off his body, which at first looked like the ball, but it wasn't.
So he made the catch?
I guess so. I mean, you're right. Maybe he dropped it on the ground and picked it up, but I guess he did catch it cleanly at first, unless it dislodged where he couldn't see it.
He flipped over the wall in left center field. It looked like it went off his glove and left the ballpark. That's his defensive card that came off the glove.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the ball, it was his defensive card. He caught the baseball. And because he left the field of play, Evan Carter is awarded second. And the runner from third, Rodriguez, scores. That is one of the best catches you will ever see. Oh, my goodness. What a catch. Wow. Corona flipped over the 4-foot-high wall in left center field into the bullpen for Corpus Christi in a remarkable web jam. And Kellen Strom stands in from the right side now with 2 outs here in the ninth inning. The stretch and the pitch. It's low and outside, and it's 1-0. Wow, what a play. That's one you'll see over and over again, maybe as number one on SportsCenter. Here's the stretch and the pitch from Gaither. It's low and outside, and it's 2-0. So defenders will have a laminated card in their glove that has where they should play defensively. And that's what came off of his glove that we initially thought was the ball. Wow, the pitch. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. And when he hit the wall, that came popping out of his glove, but the ball was still in the glove, and he flipped over the wall with his feet skyward and landed down in the bullpen and emerged with the baseball. The pitch is low and outside, and it's 3-1. And it ends up being a sacrifice fly. the pitch. Slash foul right side. It's 3-2. That's one of the best plays you'll ever see. Three balls and two strikes on Strom. The only thing is he disappeared behind the wall, and we don't know if he actually held on or not, but it looks like he did. The 3-2 pitch on the way to Kellen. Fouled away back behind home, and it's still three balls, two strikes. Wow. Well, 5-0 Rough Riders here in the top of the ninth inning. Stretching the pitch. Outside, ball four. Aaron Zavala climbs in now.
Left fielder number five, Aaron Zavala.
Zavala 0 for 2 today with two walks. That's undoubtedly one you'll have to look up on Twitter later. That was wild. The pitch is down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes, and I assume that Corpus will be tweeting that out. And that was crazy. 1-0 pitch on Zavala. You just feel for Trevor Hubbard. I mean, that's a homer taken away. The pitch is outside, it's 2-0. But what can you do? That's baseball. Hats off to Kennedy Corona for a phenomenal catch. Runners at first and second, two outs here in the top of the ninth, and the 2-0 offering. Outside, off of Stubbs' glove to the backstop, his second pass ball of the day. And both runners move up to second and third. Oh, three balls and no strikes on Zavala. And Zavala trying to walk for the third time tonight. Or pick up a base hit and pick up a couple runs for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner. It's 3-1. Stretching the pitch. Down low and inside, ball four, and he's walked for the third time tonight. It loads the bases here in the ninth inning, and it brings up David Garcia. And time called, and we might see a pitching change. That was the 26th pitch for Gaither. Can't tell if this is the manager, Joe Thon, or the pitching coach, John Kovalik, because he doesn't have a number, doesn't have a jersey on. It looks like it is the pitching coach, and we're not going to see a pitching change. Kovalik is back to the dugout. Wearing a Houston Astros Nike t-shirt that's about as tight as you could possibly have a t-shirt be. And he walks back to the dugout. 1 why he's wearing that and not a jersey. There's David Garcia with the bases loaded. There is action in the bullpen for Corpus Christi. Pitch home to Garcia. Inside, nearly hit him, and it's 1-0. This is the seventh man up in the inning for the Rough Riders. The pitch home. It's on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1 on Garcia. Whole side shift on the infield with the shortstop, Chad Stevens, playing almost behind the second base bag. And all the other infielders swung around to the right side. The 1-1. Garcia cuts and misses. One ball and two strikes in the Riders' catcher. He calls time and steps out. Bags full of Riders with Carter at third, Strom at second, Zavala at first. Gaither ready from the stretch, and the right-hander issues in the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball high and inside, two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders trying to add on before going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Already one run in the frame, the 2-2. Inside, he hit him, and it's now 6-0 Rough Riders. A bases loaded hit by pitch. Garcia drives in a run, and the Rough Riders lead by 6. Carter crosses the plate from third. Strom onto third base. Zavala to second. David Garcia with the RBI. Here's Josh Hatcher now at a sac fly back in the sixth. This next pitch will be the 32nd of the inning for Ray Gaither. He readies and brings it home. Fastball at the top of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. 94 miles an hour from the right-hander. The pitch home. Swing and a miss by Hatch. It's 0-2. Six runs on six hits for the Riders. Corpus Christi hasn't been helping themselves out today with walks and hit by pitches. The offering is drilled on the ground on two hops right to the second baseman Wagner. He's got it, throws out Hatcher at first, and the side comes to a close. But the Rough Riders put up two more runs. It comes on one hit, no errors, and three left on. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Rough Riders lead 6-0. They go for their third shutout of the year on the other side of the break on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rough Riders leading 6-0 over Corpus Christi and trying to take the opener of this six-game series. It's Tristan Polly out of the Rough Riders bullpen to try and complete the shutout. Polly, the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders today, Ryan Garcia, went 6. Reed Berlingmeyer went 2. And now it's up to Tristan Polly. He faces Chad Stevens, the 9-hole hitter to lead things off. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. The pitch is a fastball over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tristan Polly coming out of the bullpen here in the ninth inning, and he's facing a team that's only got one hit so far. The 0-1. There's a pop-up right side. Josh Hatcher, the first baseman, out. And at the corner of the infield, he runs into the second baseman, Chavez, and it bounces away from both of them. Oh, the wind took it at the last second and blew it out towards the right side of Hatcher, who tried to reach out at the last second and make the catch, but Chavez was standing right next to him, and then Chavez tried to make the catch, and they ended up just colliding, and the ball dropped on the infield. Well, Chavez had the best chance at it, but Hatcher ran into it, and it went off the heel of Chavez's glove, and Stevens reaches on what I assume will be an error, probably pegging on Chavez. First pitch to the top of the order, and Will Wagner is high, and it's 1-0. We'll see who they peg that air on. Wagner 0-3 today. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball is high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Full side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders against the left-handed batter, and the 2-0 pitch on the way from Polly is down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders leading by a score of 6-0 and in front comfortably. Polly readies. And he brings it. Misses high. 3 balls and 1 strike. Wind blowing out to left field, to the opposite field of Will Wagner. Rough Riders and Hooks will meet for game 2 of the series tomorrow at 6:35. The first 3 games of this set are at 6:35. 3-1. Outside corner, a strike, 3-2. Nick Krauth will take the ball for the Rough Riders in that game 2 tomorrow. He's 3-8 with a 6.98 ERA. On the other side, it's Rhett Koba who will get the ball. 7-4 with a 3.57 ERA. 3-2. Fastball, strike, 3 called. Got him on the outside corner. Ryan Garcia with the strikeout, and there's one away. That brings Kennedy Corona to the plate, who made that insane catch in center field. By the way, they do go error on the second baseman, Franier Chavez. Well, Corona stands in from the right side, left-handed pitcher. Double play could end the game. Here's the stretch and the offering from Tristan Pauly. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. And Corona made that catch that flipped over the left center field wall in the top of this ninth inning that ended up being a sacrifice fly. Not a home run for Trevor Hover. The pitch. Chopper foul into the Corpus Christi dugout down the left side, and it's 0-2. 6-0 ball game. Rough Riders lead it, bottom of the ninth inning. One out, runner at first on the E4. On National Whataburger Day, the Rough Riders trying to play spoiler here at Whataburger Field. Stretch in the 0-2. There's a pop-up back behind home. Garcia gets rid of the mask, has room, and makes the two-handed catch. 2 outs. Good play by Garcia. Knowing that the wind would blow it back, he stationed himself a little further away from the net, and the ball kind of blew back right to where he was. Really smart play. And Joey Loperfino, who has the only hit today for Corpus Christi, stands in. Well, Garcia, as he threw away his mask, it looked like one of the buckles came unbuckled, so he has to rebuckle it. And it'll be good to go. Loperfido doubled into left center field. The Corpus Christi bullpen has been very interesting tonight. We had a ground rule double from Loperfido that bounced into the bullpen that initially was called a home run, and the umpires got it right, signaled that it was a ground rule double, and then earlier Corona flipped into that bullpen. So that bullpen has had a lot of action. Loperfido's ground rule double to left, the only hit tonight for Corpus Christi. Garcia's ready to go behind the plate. Left-on-left matchup. Pauly looks in. He's ready from the stretch. Nobody holding Stevens on at first, and the first pitch to Loperfido. It's a breaking ball low and outside. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rough Riders with 6 runs on the offensive side tonight, looking to pitch their 3rd shutout of the season and their first since June 7th here in Corpus Christi. The 1-0. Breaking ball on the outside corner, strike one. It's 1 ball and 1 strike on Loperfido. Wind remains blowing out to left field, the opposite way for Loperfido, who has 19 home runs this year and hit 3 homers last week in Amarillo. Stretch in the 1-1. Fastball dots the outside corner, strike 2, and the Riders are 1 strike away from a win. Time called, Loperfido steps out. Over his last 38 games, Loperfido hitting .333 with an over 1,000 OPS. And he holds his hands high above his head. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way from Pauly. outside with a slider, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He likes the changeup low and away to right-handers, but to left-handers, he usually sticks with that good slider. He nods yes to the sign from Garcia. Ready from the stretch, Stevens leads from first, and the 2-2 pitch on the way to Loperfido. Slider away, a check swing. He was able to hold, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Outfield plays to the opposite way, infield to pole. If we get that far, Zach DiCenzo is on deck. Pauly offers. Runner goes, line drive to third. Cease makes the catch, head high, and the ball game is over. Riders win it 6-0. Their first shutout since June 7th here in Corpus Christi. And the Rough Riders have an opening victory in this series. 6-0 Frisco. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Ryan Garcia headlines the day here in Corpus Christi. A healthy amount of runs, 6 on the board for Frisco, but it's Garcia who steals the spotlight today with 6 no-hit innings, and it looks even better when the bullpen kept it up. Not the no-hitter, but the shutout. In fact, the first shutout for the Rough Riders in a couple of months, and it was a one-hit shutout on top of that. Just one ground rule double was the only hit that Corpus Christi allowed, and there was a lot of drama for one hit. Joey Loperfido was given a home run on the play, and then they changed the call and said, no, that didn't land in front of the wall, which it did. He was brought back to second. Reed Burlingmeyer stranded him there. That was the first and only hit of the day. That was in the 7th inning, shortly after Ryan Garcia had exited after finishing the 6th. Great day for Garcia, 79 pitches. He walked just 2 and did not allow a hit in 6 innings, a double play ball to face just 1 over the minimum. And his best start of the year, maybe his best start of his professional career. He gets the win, and well-deserved. 3-8 on the year, and he lowers his ERA down to 6.69. It was 7.24, so that's a good, healthy start for Ryan Garcia. Offensively for Frisco today, the Rough Riders scored early in the top of the first inning. It was a 2-out rally. 2 outs, nobody on, 0-2 count. Trevor Hover came back to work a walk, advanced to second on a pass ball, and scored in Kellen Strom's single. And Frisco added to the lead with Franier Chavez's home run to left field in the 5th. Then Josh Hatcher had a sacrifice fly in the 6th inning, made it 3-0. That scored Trevor Hover, who then tacked on one more run the next inning on a 2-out single to bring home Chris Cease. 2 more runs in the 9th inning added on to the insurance, and Frisco won it 6-0. We'll play again tomorrow. Nick Krauth gets the ball. Rhett Koba for Corpus Christi. And that will be in Game 2 in this series. Also relevant is some scores around the Texas League, especially Amarillo. Frisco is chasing two teams in the Southern Division standings. Well, they're not chasing Corpus Christi anymore. They're now tied with the Hooks for second place behind Amarillo, and the Sod Poodles are trailing Tulsa on the road in the top of the eighth inning, 7-4. If that score holds, Frisco would draw within one game of Amarillo in the second half. So that's good news for the Rough Riders. On the farm today in the Texas Rangers organization, it's not only Frisco in action today. The Round Rock Express blowing out Albuquerque in the seventh inning, 10-1. Hickory ahead of Asheville, 4-1 at a high level, and Town East drops a 3-1 decision to Kannapolis. Well, the Rangers and Johnny Ornelas are in action today against the Oakland Athletics. Just early in that game over on the West Coast, 1-0 Texas leads it, with a couple of hits from Marcus Simeon and Corey Seager. And hopefully they'll keep up that lead. But 1-0 in the second inning at the Coliseum. So, good day for the Rangers organization. And we'll be back tomorrow at 6:35 here from Whataburger Field. Well, for Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 for the pregame show and 6:35 on the first pitch. I'm Josh Warden signing off from Whataburger Field. Until tomorrow, so long, everybody. From Corpus Christi, Texas.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!
Check, check. Ready in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome into Riders Rundown. I'm Zach Bigley. Last night, the Rough Riders won it 6-0 over the Corpus Christi Hooks in the first game of the six-game series, and the pitching stole the show. Ryan Garcia went 6 no-hit innings in his start with 6 strikeouts, and the Rough Riders allowed just 1 hit overall on the night. On the offensive side, Franier Chavez went deep for his first Rough Riders home run of the year, and Frisco put up 6 runs on 6 hits to take the opener of the series. Tonight, it's game 2 between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Nick Krauth gets the ball for the Rough Riders at 6:35, and you can listen at ridersbaseball.com/broadcast.
Franier Chavez home run you could send me. My recording just completely stopped and shut down. Yeah. Thank you.
Bus time, Vinny. When's the bus time, Vinny?
this is the Antonio Freeman.
Climbing the wall.
Literally climbing the wall.
With
said, bruh, ain't no way, when I sent her the clip. Former Rough Rider regular in the big leagues. Grant Anderson, Josh Young, and Martin Perez. I'm newslifting.
Thanks for listening to another presentation.